right. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for having me, and thanks for inviting us, Alec. So I grew up in an environment not too dissimilar to what Gigi explained and so excellently described. Besides the size and scale, which has obviously dramatically increased, not much has changed in the last 40 years. It's still largely cash-based. There's still no formalized lending practices or regulated lending. There's, of course, lending. There's very disparate financial services that are provided to the participants of this informal economy, mostly relegated to funeral policies and other life insurance policies. There's absolutely or a very acute lack of advisory work being done around that. So no one's selling wills, no one's selling savings products. And what savings there is very informalized into what we call stock felts. And what you find is that they're not only in this informal economy, but arguably all the way up to small and medium businesses in South Africa, a structural exclusion from capital and financial markets. I developed AltVest Capital to address and to be an antidote to some of these ailments in the South African society. I'm going to be embarrassed if Paul figured this out and I can't. But so what is AltVest Capital? What do? We provide SMEs with access to debt and equity funding solutions. We allow investors to participate in the funding of these solutions by crowdfunding into the real economy. So in other words, a business that sets itself up in a township or a little community, whatever the case is able to access capital from the public and are able to fund their business in that way. Now, in South Africa, like in other developed markets, we are very protective of investors. It's easier to invest in VC through South Africa than for most American professional investors. And similarly in South Africa, it's incredibly difficult, and no one's inclined nor has the energy or know-how to get the public to invest in small businesses. We've developed a platform where a company can approach us for either debt or equity, and we use our platform to do the administration and all the regulatory work that's required to be able to attract public capital into those businesses. It also solves another unique problem that South Africa has in that, or actually is worldwide. Alternative assets, including private equity, venture capital, energy products, have been ring-fenced and are almost only available to the ultra-rich. The poor, it seems, have been relegated to invest in just off-the-shelf financial products, and it's almost understood that private equity is an asset class for the rich, and we've changed that. By allowing ordinary South Africans to invest in the real economy, we are able to give them access to economic wealth creation that is outside the traditional sectors of the market. We use trusted media platforms like BizNews and others to educate, inform, and just get our message across. In so doing, we democratize investments in private equity and other alternative assets. And so that's the platform. For investors, really, it's just a cost-effective mechanism to invest in and gain exposure to alternative assets. Most of these alternative assets end up being real assets in the economy that these people live, work, and operate in. And for the SME and entrepreneurs, they are able to raise capital from retail and institutional investors. Right, I've got a few stories of my own. of companies we funded that have been completely ignored by capital markets. The one is Pormat Property Group. It's a group of young black entrepreneurs who build and manufacture student accommodation. We partnered with them by providing them with some debt funding to build affordable student accommodation. These premises are for many of these students the first time they've studied in any type of formal structure under electricity and that kind of thing. And what we have found is that ecosystems of business and other support services for students have mushroomed and have grown around these developments as a result of an investment into it. The surrounding communities are also going to be able to invest into equity instruments that are listed on a regulated exchange that give people exposure to the economic story and ecosystem that is going around it. So that's the Pormat Property Group, one of our first investments. Jason Funding Impact. Jason, this is a 20-year-old business run by a husband and wife. They provide the installation, servicing, and acquisition of mobility services, mobility devices, so lifts and other equipment that help physically impaired people to move around, so lifts, escalators, wheelchair ramps, etc. Their business was left near dead after COVID, the Red Sea crisis, and other issues at our ports. They got into the debt trap of unsecured lending, and that nearly sunk their business. We were able to come in, provide a permanent capital solution that allowed this business to continue operating by lowering the cost of debt available to them. We're also involved in the solar space, a much smaller player than Go Solar, but equally impactful. They also are addressing access to residential solar power in the country. We had up to last year, we had 54 days of accumulated blackouts. So that's almost 2 months. And solar is a luxury that only the rich can afford. But this company, similar to Go Solar, are solving that and making it affordable on a rent-to-own or rental mechanism. They also train electricians and other people who can work in the value chain. And we were able to support them with a permanent capital solution that has helped them lower the cost of the rental products to poorer South Africans. Final example is Zwani Financial Services. I mentioned how townships are incredibly ill-serviced and not part of the normal financial advisory world, which in South Africa is incredibly developed, but very discriminatory. They've got 4 or 5 outlets across various townships. You can walk in and actually access a regulated loan and other financial services. Again, it's a team of young entrepreneurs. Their business, which has been operating for 4 or 5 years, employs 24 people. And notwithstanding the fact that they do lending, they are funded exclusively by friends and family. Not a single bank would give them a dime to start their business. We were able to fund them, and they are able now to offer people a lot more affordable financial services. Early impact, our first 5 months. We launched the fund. I'm proud to say we were instantaneously impactful. We deployed 82 million in 5 months. We prevented 144 retrenchments in the first 5 months. Created 168 jobs, and we've calculated that at this run rate, we're able to save a job with every 560,000 rand we get from investors. we're able to create a job for every 450,000 we get, and we're aiming to get those numbers as low and as impactful as possible. We've helped 13 SMEs, each one with a beautiful story, like I mentioned. The average term is 31 months. Average loan is 5 million rand. Our biggest loan is 15, and smallest 165. My CIO is in the room with me, actually. We've become a structured finance desk for SMEs, a role we are very proud to fulfill. And we find in that our impact is beyond just the SMEs we help, but into their families, friends, and we are able to attract a very, very strong pipeline of potential business. We've got 267 million in deals just ready to go. What we lack is capital, and that's one of the reasons we are braving the cold here in London. And I know it's a warm day for you guys, but we all freezing. So our debt product is called the AltVest Credit Opportunities Fund. We structured ourselves, and we've taken the trouble of structuring ourselves so that we meet the governance requirements of all first world markets. So our debt instruments are listed. Our equity instruments are also listed and can be accessed across the world by institutions, ranging all the way from retail investors all the way to pension funds. We also do equity investments where we behave as a private equity fund, and we invest into an opportunity and raise capital for that particular entrepreneur by creating a synthetic instrument that gives a holder thereof see-through economic exposure. Those instruments are listed on our exchanges in South Africa, and people can buy and sell them at fair market value. So it's really the democratization or retailization of private equity as an asset class for all South Africans. We did a few test cases where, with Kevin Peterson, the former English cricket captain, we bought 50% of his luxury lodge on the banks of the Sabi River. We were able to sell shares or economic exposure to that lodge at 1.50 a share, so that would be about 10 cents in pounds. And security guards and all South Africans of any creed, any LSM level, are able to buy into these assets now. That lodge has returned over 30% in capital appreciation. And now, finally, all South Africans can invest in those kinds of assets. We then chose what is one of the hardest assets to finance in the country, a restaurant, a children's restaurant in an area of Johannesburg that's in need of gentrification. This lady, who is an entrepreneur of 15 years, was able to raise money almost exclusively from her community and her patrons, and is able now to open two new stores with the results of that capital raise. So that's the impact. We've institutionalized and given a governance veneer around these informal businesses that have been just categorically ignored and excluded from our markets. Thanks, Alec.